Hello Mzanzi, welcome to episode 388 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode powered by AfriVet. Now farming in rural areas presents numerous challenges and in this episode we delve into strategies for maximizing productivity in rural farming systems and effectively marketing agricultural products. Our guest is Kenneth Malaji, an animal health technician at AfriVet Technical and Training Services. Now, he has extensive experience in assisting both small-scale and commercial farmers. Kenneth, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Farmers Inside Track.
How are you doing?
Hi, Duncan. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here and to discuss these interesting topics.
I'm definitely happy to have you on the show as well, specifically looking at topic that we are talking about, which is livestock farming in the context of in the rural setting. We know that oftentimes rural farmers have it quite hard when it comes to managing their livestock productions and also ensuring the success thereof. Maybe let's start there. What are some of the common challenges faced by rural livestock farmers and how can these be overcome?
As a qualified animal health technician and growing up in a setup where my grandmother was a farmer gave me an opportunity to have an experience as both a professional working on the ground with the imaging or rural livestock farmers and also as a farmer, as my grandma was a farmer. So there are many challenges affecting the rural livestock farmers, which are very impactful and play a huge role in their livestock production. One of them being overgrazing. You can find that grazing land is not directly proportional to the livestock population. There's a lot of animal grazing on a small land. Another thing is that diseases, lack of knowledge, theft, predators. But the main problem why our imaging farmers are struggling to get out of the bracket, imaging farmers to commercial, is due to management. If our farmer can manage their livestock better and treat farming as a business, then we can overcome some of these challenges. A farmer should know the difference between a productive and a non-productive animal. With this knowledge, a farmer will know the importance of culling all his or her unproductive animal to get an income to sustain their business. Culling is to reduce or control the size of herd by removing weak or sick individuals. So it can be by taking them to the market or using them for meat. Paying enough attention to livestock health, making sure that you acquire more knowledge on disease prevention and treatment where needed, acquire services from the veterinary professional. So most imaging farmers keep livestock not for business. I think this is the most important thing. And most of our farmers keep livestock not for business, but for prestige. What do I mean when I say prestige? It's just that they want to be respected in a community to say this one owns a number of cattle. So that means he's the man. And most of these farmers are struggling with hunger, but having a lot of animals. So those are some of the challenges that rural livestock farmers face.
It's quite interesting, you know, that in some of our rural corners of our beautiful country, that, you know, livestock is seen as, you know, sort of a status symbol. But with that, you know, we fail to then look at the management of our livestock herd. You mentioned how oftentimes that they've been farming, but, you know, they farm with traditional methods that have been passed on from one generation to the other. Maybe looking at some of the factors that contribute to productivity in rural livestock farming systems, what are some of those key factors?
Some of these key factors that contribute to productivity in rural livestock farming system is diseases, parasites, quality of livestock, feed supplement, health and disease management. If I try to unfold this, effective disease prevention, vaccination program, parasite control, and veterinary care are vital for maintaining the health and the well-being of livestock, which directly impact the productivity. So prevention is always better than cure. Our farmers should know this. Farmers should be well informed about seasonal diseases and where possible, try to prevent those diseases in a form of vaccination. So vaccination is cheaper than treatment, whereby if you don't vaccinate and the animal gets sick of that disease that you failed to vaccinate for, treatment is a bit expensive and you are at risk of losing that animal, regardless of the effort that trying to put to treat that animal. So if I try to expand on those key factors like parasite on livestock reduces health of the animal and also reduces economic value of the animal due to reduced body weight, milk production, coat, the hide quality and ability to give birth of healthy calves. So when I speak about quality livestock, it's utilizing high quality breeds that are well adapted to local condition and have desirable production traits that are significant in enhancing productivity. So what we see with our farmers is that they like fashion. They don't do their research when it comes to quality. They buy a very expensive, nice bull from an area where they did not do research. They bring it to their local area, which that bull don't adapt. Then it dies or it does not be productive. So those are the things that affect our farmers. So a supplement, knowing when, how to supplement, to give supplement to your livestock, knowing the seasons and when the natural grass are dry, are going dry. Farmers should know that that's when they should step in to help their livestock to keep that desired weight they need.
So Kenneth, when a farmer invests in the high quality breeds that you talk about, how can a farmer then effectively manage their livestock to actually maximize profits? What are your tips on that?
Farmers can effectively manage their livestock to maximize profit by having a good livestock management plan, which include culling of unproductive animals, as I've said, and replacing. When you cull, you can either replace the culled animal with a productive animal. So you're taking the animal that was unproductive, you replace it with an animal that now is productive. Or you sell and get an income from that unproductive animal to sustain your business. So just to explain a bit of this productive and non-productive. A non-productive animal, animals that are not fruitful in terms of breeding. For example, cows that are barren. You'll get a farmer say, I love this animal. It gives me a cow after 4 years. So that animal is non-productive. Castrated males, constantly sick animals, old and weak animals, non-breeding bulls. So all these animals mentioned should be fattened and taken to the market for an income that can sustain the business. This can be identified if the farmer are practicing a good recording system. So if a farmer does not have a good recording system, so it will be difficult for him to identify animals that are not performing good every year. So culling is not a dumping of unproductive animals somewhere. If these animals are well fed and are healthy, they can give you a good price in the marketplace. So marketplace can be your abattoirs, your feedlot, auctions, and exchange for productive animals. And you do explain whenever you sell to say, this animal, I'm culling it so that the next buyer does not buy animals that is not productive and waste their money.
And I suppose, you know, it's important for a farmer to be able to differentiate between what a productive animal looks like and what an unproductive animal looks like, because that is where you'll be able to then take all that important decision when it comes to your livestock herd. We're talking about running a livestock herd in a rural setting and making sure that you have a great livestock farming system in place. How important is animal health management in actually ensuring profitability for livestock farmers?
Animal health plays a very, very, very important role in ensuring that animal perform at its maximum capacity. So disease prevention is often more effective than treatment, as I've said. By implementing effective animal health management practices such as vaccination, biosecurity, and regular veterinary inspection, farmers can minimize the risk of disease outbreaks that can result in significantly. So the farmers should know that they are diseases that they can treat themselves and there are diseases that need veterinary professionals. It is very important to know the difference there, when to call someone to help you or when to do it yourself.
Kenneth, I mentioned in the beginning that you have a wealth of experience working with small-scale and commercial farmers. Can you provide any examples of successful case studies or perhaps best practices in rural livestock farming that have actually led to an increased income for farmers?
As AfriVet Business Management and as AfriVet Training and Technical Services, that's our bread and butter. That's why we exist. We have the best interest for our farmers. We have a lot of testimonies. The one that stands out is farmers that were in Muleichi, in Polokwane, Limpopo. It's a group of farmers where they were having more than 100 sheep and goats in one farm, but they were working as individuals. They were not working as a group. Each farmer has its own realm. Each farmer is doing his own things, medication. So it's very hard to evaluate that farm performance, disease, surveillance, and everything. When I got there, first of all, I need them to work together as a group. So unity is power, as we always know. So we made them to make an association, so whereby they work together. Then from there, the second step, I assisted them in creating health program. So a health program. That one entails seasonal plans, when to vaccinate for what disease, what to do when your ewes lamb. So all those animal health issues, we did the health program. We introduced a recording system. You must understand that recording is very, very important for any business to be sustained or to make it. So without any records, you will not know if you are growing or if your business is doing good or not good. So again, for tracking, you can hear that I'm stressing about productive and non-productive. So for you to track if an animal has been giving you an ewe or has been giving birth, you can only know by records. Even if you have the sharpest mind of all, but you can't, in 100 sheep, you can't always know each and every one by their name and saying, this one, they always give me an ewe. So recording is one of the most important that farmers should do. So what we did, we culled all the unproductive animals. What do we mean? All the ewes without teeth. So teeth were damaged by ticks. If you don't do tick control, and the ticks can damage critical organs for animals. Then we weak animals, old animals, castrated males. Then at least now we have a budget to can start afresh. Then we bought good quality rams for the head. In summary, that farm improved from a mortality rate of 40%, whereby now because we have vaccination program, we are vaccinating, we are treating, we are doing blocking treatment. We bought quality rams for the head, and the mortality rate, which was at 40%, we managed to decrease it to at least 10% within a period of around 8 months. So we also improved the livestock health in general and productivity rate. So now they are having more ewes survival than they used to have before. So we have a lot of testimonies, which it can take us or the whole day or year if possible to name them one by one.
It's definitely inspiring to hear, you know, some of the success stories there in the fields, on the ground where you work. And hopefully, you know, in the future, you'll be able to share more of these success stories. Thank you so much, Kenneth, for taking our time to chat with us about the importance of improving livestock farming systems in rural areas.
That's AfriVet Business Management and AfriVet Training and Technical Services. That's our bread and butter. That's why we exist. We have the best interest for our farmers. I have a lot of testimonies, but I'll just choose one that stands out for me. So there are farmers who stays in Muleichi, in Polokwane, Limpopo. It's a group of farmers were having more than 100 sheep and goats in one farm, but working as individuals, not as a group. Each farmer has his own ram, and they have one header, meaning all these animals are grazing together. What I did when I get there, so the best thing that I did with them is to make them work together, work as a unit. As we know, unity is power. So we created a health program whereby we identified diseases which affect the area where they are farming, and do a seasonal plan to know what to do in each season. Then introduced the recording system. So for you to know if you are growing or you are not growing, you need a proper recording system. As I've spoken about unproductive and productive animals, for you to know which animal is productive and unproductive, you will need record, because it won't be easy, even if you have the sharpest mind, to remember each and every animal in your flock, in your head, to know this one gave you an ewe last year or so. So the records will always assist me in that regard. So what we did, we culled all the unproductive livestock, meaning ewes without teeth. Sometimes there are ewes without teeth because of poor parasite control, poor tick control, so they don't dip regularly. So there's a lot of tick infestation. Weak and old animals which are not productive, castrated males which are just there. So with that, after culling all those animals, now we had a budget. So we went and bought quality rams for the head. So what we did is significantly the result that we saw, the mortality rate has improved. We lose a lot of animals in their head every season, and we managed to down that percentage to a very low percentage, and the productivity rate in that head went up. So some of the products that we used in this area was our very own Ovimin. We used the ElectroGuard. We used the Eradic Grease for those teeth, and we have a spot treatment and our Eradic 250 to dip all this animal to do a proper parasite control, because if you don't do parasite control, these parasites transmit a lot of diseases. So with this, all of this put together, we managed to save this farm and in that area.
Thanks, Kenneth Malaji, Animal Health Technician at AfriVet Technical and Training Services. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodformzanzi.co.za. For now, that's a wrap. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food from Zanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.